Welcome to Avim Bez Hashem, continuing Pela Yoitz, Ois Aleph, Shir number 64, discussing Emuna. Emuna b'tayr shebichsav v'shebal peh. The topic of discussion we start with is that we have to have 100% belief, Emuna, in the written Torah, in the oral Torah. And before Shavuos, we discussed actually the words of, in Kapitul Yotes, even before we get to Pela Yoitz, from the Medrash we said over, Tairus Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh Eidus Hashem Nemana Machimus Pesi Bekudi Hashem Yishom Sam Chalev Mitzvah Hashem Bara Niris Enayim. And we asked the question, the Medrash asks, why do you have to say Hashem's name every single time? You say Tairus Temima, right? Mitzvah Bara. Why do they have Tairus Hashem Temima? Tairus Temima. Get the grammar correct. The question is, why is in each pasuk twice you have Hashem's name there? And the Medrash explains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have over here, Tairis Hashem, Temim, and Shivas Nafesh, is five sukkim. And you have two kinuyim, two references, in each of the two sukkim, to the greatness of the Torah. That's six, two, four, and six. That reference, that's a, says Rashi, that refers to Shisha Sidri Mishnah. So you have Chamisha Chumshi Torah, the written Torah Shabbat, and Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Torah Shabbat Peh. Says the Medrash, the reason why, it says Torah Hashem Temima, with Hashem's name, Mitzvah Hashem Barah, Pekudi Hashem, every single time, because Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meid. Hashem is testifying, I am the one who gave the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not man-made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Moshe Kibo Ter Mesinai U'Mesor Lishua. Take a look at the Mepharshim on Pirkei Avos. Moshe Rabbeinu received the written and the oral law from Har Sinai. Says the Pel Yoetz, V'sharish HaKol L'hamin B'chol Divrei Torah U'V'chol Divrei Seifrim. To believe. This is the roots. Like we said, the foundation has to be strong. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah Shabbosav and a Torah Shabbal Peh. V'im ein daitai sevalto yisla b'chesun yidiyosoi v'koyitza hasagosoi. And let's say a person doesn't understand something. We have to rely on the fact that it's my shortcoming that I don't understand. You ever speak to a doctor and he talks in his jargon doctor language and you're thinking like, English please? Or you speak to a mechanic and they tell you all these terms and you're thinking like, pretend I'm a five-year-old? I don't know what you're saying, right? You don't know those languages. But when it comes to Torah, and someone doesn't understand something, all of a sudden they're a mandomer. They're the expert right away. I wonder how that happens. The correct attitude has to be, I don't understand. Of course it's MS. In fact, there's a mistake people use in their language they talk, when they talk about Rashi many times, the Rashi is the most popular Rishon. Most people learn at least Chumash, right? So this Rashi, they say incorrectly, Rashi doesn't make sense to me. Rashi, we can't talk like that. The truth is written about this. We have to say correctly, I don't understand Rashi. Not Chas Hashem, Rashi doesn't make sense. Rashi makes perfect good sense. I'm not zeich to understand Rashi. That's a different story. Omnom yamin. Be'emun shleima. We have to believe with emun shleima. Shekol divrei mechayim mekayom ne'monim la'adul oy me'yolomim. Every word of the Torah HaKadosh, like we just finished learning in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. If you miss a word of Leini on Shabbos, you have to go back for that word. Every word. And it was when Torah Shebaal Peh, when Gemara is very difficult to understand what's going on, and now I'm learning the sugyas now of Eilu, Nayers, and Ksubis. These are very hard sugyas. For the past 5-6 blot, it's the same topic. And you have to hold cup and understand what's going on. I'm telling you, this is very confusing. Every word, it's all Torah's MS. That's how we have to approach Limud HaTorah. Emuna b'li ma'isin toivim azus ponim. Boy re'ei kama gedoilim divrei chachamim. Come and see, says the Pel Yoetz, how great the words of Chazal are. She'amr shekol ha'Torah klulo suna b'midas ha'emuna. and they told us the whole entire Torah Kedoshah is bound up in this midah, in this attribute of Emunah Shleima. And many people say, yeah, of course I believe. I believe, my parents believe, no question about it. But their actions, as they say, speak louder than the words. And you don't see from their actions that they really believe. And their actions cancel out, if you will, the words they say that they believe. And everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the person to task for and say, where's your emunah? Milvad oinish aveira atzmi, besides the aveira the person might do. In this case, besides the aveira the person does, he also has a lack of emunah. So it's a double punishment here now. Naisiv gamhu anosh yonesh ahal yoisim mechusrei amona. He also is lacking an emunah. Now think about it. When a person is doing an aveira, so he's doing that aveira, whatever that aveira might be. What else is he doing wrong? He's lacking emunah. Because you had the proper emunah, then you would have done the aveira. That's what the Pelyot is teaching us. But let's say he believes, but he's still not concerned to go in the proper way of life. This is a terrific expression of arrogance. Arrogance, where the person believes, he says, I believe in Hashem, but his actions speak louder than words, and he's saying, I do what I want. Azus panum, that's arrogance, because his actions are showing he does not believe, even though he's saying he believes in Hashem.